When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to C103's Cork Today podcast. Phone and text lines are currently closed.
And Joe Heffernan joining us as the sun just comes out here. Good afternoon to you, Joe.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And it's nice to see the sun shining, and the clocks went forward last weekend. And while we might all be struggling a bit getting out of bed in the morning, it's just fantastic to have the brighter evenings and looking around the garden. The buds are out and spring has sprung and all of that. So you feel this is a good time to speak about hope and having hope in our lives. Does hope mean different things to different people?
Well, of course. We might be hoping something will happen. We might be hoping that something won't happen or whatever. But I see there's two of us in it today now, C103 and the Pope. The Pope, I read this morning in the headlines, has sent up a satellite, a nano book about hope to circle the Earth. So there you are. Now, we mightn't have
We're in tune with the Pope, much
of a geographical spread as outer space, but we'll do our own bit.
And hope is, we all need hope.
We do, because without hope, I mean, there is hopelessness and despair and depression. We need to cling on to hope. You remember we talked quite a lot in the past about Ken and getting that cancer.
This is your son.
And he is now on his second go of a new, very intense chemotherapy. So naturally, we're hopeful that this will work and that, that it will keep that old illness at bay. Apparently, it won't be going away, but... as I mentioned before, Tommy Garman, the ex-RTE personality, was diagnosed with the same cancer 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So when I read that, I felt very hopeful.
Yeah. Great hope. So, yeah. And yeah. actually, the can was Daffodil Day last Friday, and I spoke with a lovely young woman who was diagnosed with cancer, and thankfully she's cancer free at the moment, still going through treatment, but is cancer free. And that was one of the things that she said. One of the, you know, I was complimenting her for being brave enough to come and share her story with us, and she said, "If I can just give hope to somebody else who's been diagnosed." Recently diagnosed, you know, and it was the word she used was hope. If I can just give hope to somebody, yep. and we just hope is important for all of us. In obviously for somebody going through something like that, but just generally in our lives,
it's generally in our lives. As you know, I probably was acting the martyr a bit about my hip replacement, but I can now put on the left hand, the left leg sock. And I'm nearly getting there with the right leg sock. So there you are. That's hopeful. From big things to small things, we need hope. And it's important. That we recognise that we do need to be hopeful, because the opposite to that feelings of helplessness. You know, instead of, like, for example, I can't cope with this, we might say, I need help with this. And instead of, like, I don't see any way out, I'm so upset with everything, we can say, we can get through this. This is a setback, but we can adjust. So that, like, instead of giving in to hopelessness and kind of finding no reason to get out of bed, we can get out of bed, we can make a cup of tea, talk to those we live with, or make a phone call to someone we know or some organisation. But we absolutely need hope like we need air, because, without it, life is not good.
It's not to let hopelessness take over.
Absolutely. And we can all see times when hope escapes us, hopefully quite temporarily. There can be a tearful time, there can be a time when we are quite down, but there is light, as they say, at the end of the tunnel, and we don't know what tomorrow our next week will bring. So we need to have it firmly in our heads, like, that things can get better. That will improve our mental well-being. It even benefits our physical body because it reduces the levels of stress. And it increases our confidence that we can say, things will get better. I've been down in the past. I've seen the world in a very black place in the past. But the light did shine once again. And, that memory, that fact, will bring us through the present as well. And we can depend on, I think, it's a thing I often have in my head, that what saw us through bad times in the past won't desert us now. It won't disappear. That strength is there, but we just need to access it and to say, yeah, we can cope with this. We can get through this. And then I suppose very important is the one day at a time.
Yeah, it's about not isolating and withdrawing into yourself. And it's a little bit like that campaign that the government is running, Hello World, is that what it is? It's aimed at the older people who had cocooned, that awful word, and people who, who stayed indoors to protect themselves from COVID. And for some of them, they're finding it hard to get back out again. And there is a sense of hopelessness for some of them.
Absolutely. And I suppose, a fellow said to me one time, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, if you want to find the enemy, Joe, look in the mirror. We can be our own worst enemy. We can resist doing what we know at a deep level would be helpful tours, whether that comes from a lack of hope or whether it comes from a bit of laziness or where it comes from. But we can be our own worst enemy and we need to take ourselves on. So there was great meaning in that for me when the person said, if you want to find the enemy, Joe, look in the mirror.
Yeah.
That was the person I needed to take on.
Okay, so some tips for to for us all to improve our mood. I mean, because that's what hopelessness is about. You've got this very low mood and there you can't see the wood from the trees, and that's where you need to desperately find that hope. So you have some tips.
Well, yeah, I think it would be to do with basically other people in the sense that, I mean, if a person is very down, the antidote to that is to reach out. Now, whether that is to a group which is kind of focused on a certain aspect of life, like, for example, AWARE, it deals very much with depression. If a person had been attempting to make life better through alcohol, for example, we all know it just doesn't work. So maybe there would be a reason to go and talk to someone. Now, that might well be a friend. It might well be a group like AA. Or if one is affected by another person's drinking Al-Anon, there's counselling. I hope we made it fairly clear recently that that doesn't necessarily have to be through a referral from a GP. It can be just pick up the phone, look up the IACP website and make a call. There are so many helplines now for support, and I know that you and I have often called them out, and I'm sure that you will again.
Yeah, and there are small things that we can all do ourselves. I'm thinking back to when COVID first started, this Eileen, this wonderful woman who regularly joins us on the comment line on the programme. She's out on Bear Island, living on her own, and she was like a breath of fresh air at the start of COVID when we were all so afraid and and she was trying to get out and about every day. So she set herself little goals, reasons to get up every morning, to get out of bed, you know, and she made sure she had the hair done and the lipstick on, but she went out and made sure whether it was a little walk or maybe a job that she needed to do around the house. But she set herself goals.
Yeah, and they needn't be major earth-shaking.
No.
They can be reasonable goals.
Yeah.
I will walk my kilometre now in the minute, and that will help me with my recovery from the surgery. And, that's a goal. It's not earth-shaking, but it's important to me. And just like that lady on Bear Island, the small things can help so much. And the small things bring on that feeling of hope, And things that are important are, for example, to eat healthily, even if you don't feel like it. I found out that after my surgery, I just didn't want to eat. I was not in the mood at all for eating. But through cajoling and other methods anyway from herself, there would be, nourishing food available every day. And the portions might be small, but it was insisted, I'll put it that way, that I would eat. And I've been doing that. And, of course, the opposite of that would be unhelpful altogether. The little bit of walking. If a person is more indoors, when there's a bit of housework to be done, to maybe do it that bit quicker or something like that, up and down the stairs, to be realistic about what we're able to do. I mean, it can be a bit of a downer to be stretching it out a bit too much, that taking on stuff that one can't do at the moment. There's an old saying, easy does it, but do it. So those kind of things. staying connected with other people, I think, is very important.
I think that's an absolutely huge one, because I think when you are feeling down and you are feeling hopeless, that's where you get into that rush of withdrawing, and you isolate yourself, and you can sit there moaning about, oh, nobody contacts me anymore. You need to make the contact as well, because contact works both ways. Communication works both ways.
Absolutely. And there's that old saying that we've used quite a bit over time. This too shall pass.
Yeah.
That, you know, when it seems that the world is dark and that the things aren't great, a consolation I would have is been there before, came through it, better days followed. And even if today's days are a bit on the dark side, okay, just like it happened before, brighter days will come again. Einstein had a saying, learn from yesterday, live for today, and hope for tomorrow.
Okay,
which I think kind of sums up a lot.
And someone agreeing with your comment earlier says, I often drink alcohol when I'm down and I know I'm only doing myself self-harm. It really doesn't work. And then a couple of other people are saying mindfulness. Mindfulness is really, really useful. And it's, I mean, if you have access to online, it's very easy to learn mindfulness.
Oh, absolutely. And mindfulness at the bottom line is breathing in and breathing out. But in awareness, that in other words, that we're concentrating on the fact that I'm breathing in and I'm holding and I'm breathing out with the shoulders coming down. But to concentrate on that, I mean, we're breathing all the time anyway, because if we weren't, we wouldn't be around at all. But like to actually concentrate on the breathing. And there are some great apps. I think there's one called Calm, and there's a one that someone mentioned to me called Aura, and there are others. Some people would find those very helpful. I think especially younger people who are so used to using their phones for A, B, C, and D.
And to finish off, gratitude. I mean, when we're looking at hope versus hopelessness. Be grateful for what you have. Even if things seem to be in a very dark place, just be grateful for what you have.
Absolutely. And for those of us who have, for example, we have a roof over our heads today if it rains, we'll have some of that healthy food today. And also we'll have a bed to lie in tonight. And maybe these are things that we totally take for granted. But when we listen to the news recently, you know, they're not, those are not readily available for everyone. And for those of us that have those, we should be thankful.
Yeah, and I think it's a lovely thing to do at the end of the day. Just in your mind, you know, I know some people like to write them down. I just like to go through them in my mind. Just be thankful for the smallest little things that can happen during the day.
Absolutely.
Okay, and one other listener says, went through a very bad patch and I took up volunteering, the best thing I ever did. Well done.
Yes.
Okay, we got to leave it there, Joe. As always, thank you for that. Have a lovely week.
Thank you, Patricia, and the same to you, JP, and all at C103.
And enjoy your walk. Thanks, Joe. Joe runs a counselling practice in Boherbury. His number is 086 834 8145. 086 834 8145.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.